A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Consulting a map of the land in Jesus' time, we make a discovery about this passage. Word of Jesus has spread throughout the entire known territory. It has traveled to Jews and non-Jews, Jews on the periphery, devout Jews, Jews by name only. They have all heard about Jesus. Gentiles, too. Gentiles from the far south Idumea, from the northernmost land of Tyre, and the northwestern coast of Sidon. They have all heard. There is no mass media. There are no phones, no texting, internet, blogging, no Twitter. There are no magazines, radio pundits, or TV talk shows, but word has spread. And not just in Galilee, not only in the hillsides of Judea, but in Jerusalem itself, around the temple, among the learned, the wise. Word of Jesus has reverberated in the same place as the temple itself. Stories of the cured leper, the walking paralytic, his authority over demons, the restored hand, were told, retold, fashioned, refashioned, as people sat over coffee, as they did business with each other, as they traveled on roads, as they sat by the light of oil lamps late at night. Word spread like the dawning of light on a spring morning. It spread so thoroughly that no territory was left out of hearing the news. How long it actually took for this news to spread, we do not actually know. But the way it is recounted in Mark conveys a speed and an immediacy as though there had been mass media and modern communication. The crowd forms quickly, very quickly, so quickly that Jesus strategizes so that he will not be crushed. We get the idea that this fast-forming crowd from the northernmost Mediterranean coast to the south Gentile lands, this crowd, each one in this crowd, wants to touch Jesus now. They want a piece of what's happening. They want in. We understand, don't we? We understand the urgency of the crowd. We too want to touch Jesus. Maybe not for long, just long enough. Is there any one of us listening now, us gathered from around the world, is there any of us who would not, if we could, touch him for a simple, brief second? But it's curious in this gospel. Jesus is not available to be touched. He instead gets into the boat. The passage doesn't tell us if he then teaches from the boat or if he gets in the boat so that he can leave. What it does tell us is he does not want to be crushed. we have the power to crush Jesus. When we let ourselves be part of the fast-forming, surging crowd, when we resist the personal relationship, the investment of time with Jesus, and instead satisfy ourselves with groupthink, we can crush who Jesus really is. Our imaginings of what Jesus can do for me can destroy him. It is the rapid gathering, being part of the quickly formed crowd, that has capacity to crush Jesus. Our mass moral generalizations can crush Jesus. Our failure to use critical thinking in regard to social sin can crush Jesus. Our penchant to believe the popular think rather than seek the genuine, detailed truth can crush Jesus. Some crowds approach Jesus so that they could learn and listen. He looked at them with compassion and fed them. He didn't get into a boat to get away from them. They were not trying to get a piece of him only for themselves. These crowds approached him in the company of others, believing he had something for each and every one of them, for the whole. But the sense we get in today's gospel is that the crowds are different. They are surging toward him, wanting in on this magical thing, and there is danger of crushing him. What crowd are we part of? When Jesus looks up and sees us approaching, does he look for a way to get away? Or does he stop, look with compassion, and prepare to feed us? Are we a part of the crowd who wants a piece of Jesus? Or are we part of the crowd who wants the peace of Jesus? Today, this is left to us to decide. From whatever part of the world we are coming from as we listen, which crowd are we in? Avoiding mass generalizations, using critical thinking, seeking the truth, all require us to slow down, to take a deep breath, to listen. When we do this, we drop out of the surging crowds. When we do this, we are in the group who sees Jesus as he is, fully human, fully divine, mystery, yet altogether real. And then we touch him, and he touches us.